The following message is presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Now the message.
This morning, we're going to be in the book of Daniel. And it's Daniel chapter number 6. Daniel chapter number 6. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 19. And to set the stage, I'm sure y'all are familiar with the events of this chapter. If you think back to Sunday school lessons, you know, talking about Daniel and the lion's den and how Daniel was thrown into a lion's den because there was a trap set by people that didn't really care for him, to make a decree, you know, from the king. The king signed it that if anyone, you know, worshiped another god but the king, that they were to be thrown into this lion's den. And Daniel, of course, he did exactly what they knew he would do. And ultimately, he is thrown into the lion's den. Even the king was not excited, but it was at that point law, and it was done. And we pick up at verse 19 of Daniel chapter 6. It says, "Then at break of day, the king arose and went in haste to the den of lions. And as he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, 'O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?' Then Daniel said to the king, 'O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him and also before you. O king, I have done no harm.' Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God." Skip down to verse 25 with me, because I really want to see this from what the statements were that the king made. And it says in verse 25, "Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, 'Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble in fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions." As we look at this passage and as I read through this, what I find interesting, it's not the statements so much that are made about God, because we know from other passages of scripture these truths about God, and it's not surprising that you would find somebody in the Word of God saying these truths about God. But the thing that really stands out to me when I read this is a pagan king. This is the king of over part of Persia. He's a ruler in Persia, and he's not what you would think of. He's not the person you would think of to be making these statements about the true and living God. Evidently, this king had seen enough from Daniel's life to know something about Daniel's God. It didn't just happen after he was like, "Oh man, my friend Daniel, I'm having to put him in the lion's den because of what has taken place, because of what he's done." He mentioned something about a God that he serves. No, he had to have known something about God because of Daniel's life. And this morning, I want us to look at the example of Daniel's life for just a few minutes, and consider what I believe caused the king to know something about his God. The first thing that we see in Daniel's life is dedication. Daniel was living in a culture that was foreign to him. Probably as a teenager, Daniel, along with others around his age, had been taken from their homes and forced to live in this foreign kingdom, this foreign culture. And You think about it, these men could have chose to just try to keep a low profile and blend in and not cause waves, but we see the dedication in Daniel and also a record of his friends in other parts of the book that they were determined to still honor God even in this foreign land. And that's dedication. And throughout Daniel's life, if you read through the book, you see that Daniel's life is marked by dedication. It's easy to look at Daniel back at the beginning of that when all of those things happened early on and think, okay, well, you flip a few pages and now he's being thrown into the lion's den. Not that much time has probably transpired. You know, he's still the same Daniel we saw before. No, Daniel was a teenager when he was taken captive. And the best I can tell around this time in his life, he was probably around 70 years old. He was definitely much older in life, and we see dedication. He's still the same man. It's just a lot of years have taken place. A lot of years have gone by. But we see Daniel's life as a life of faithfulness. Now, the next thing, after dedication, the next thing that I want to make note of is perseverance. And what we see with perseverance, perseverance defined by the Webster's Dictionary says, undertaking in spite of counter influences, opposition, or discouragement. And so the idea of perseverance, it goes beyond dedication. Dedication was like, okay, so this is the way he chose to live. He was going to do it in this foreign culture, but perseverance is when opposition comes, when things become more challenging, when things become more difficult. As believers today, we are living in a country that, for decades, we've proudly said, hey, we live in a Christian nation. We live in a Christian country. And we have, celebrated that. But if you look at the news today, it's not so much looking that way anymore. We're facing some opposition in our culture as well. But perseverance continues in spite of the opposition. What was the opposition that Daniel faced? The opposition was there was a law signed that was going to lead to his death if he continued to do life the way he had always done it. But he continued in spite of that opposition. He didn't search for a way around it. He didn't modify his plans. If you read the description earlier in this chapter as to what he had done, you could have said, little simple adjustments, could have been made to make all of this not such a big deal. He could have just closed the window, blocked the window, something where people wouldn't know that he was praying to God. But he didn't do that. And he wasn't ashamed to be seen doing what he knew to do and being faithful to God. He demonstrates perseverance as he chose to continue to serve God. So we see dedication, we see perseverance, and obviously we see his life is marked by prayer. I mean, that's what got him in this mess. He was praying to God when he wasn't supposed to be, according to the laws that had been made, according to the culture, according to the governing authorities where he was. And I'm not saying we look for reasons to have quarrel with governing authorities. God has placed that authority in our lives. But when it comes down to pray to God or obey man, we obey God. And we don't go looking for a quarrel, but we don't change from doing what God has told us to do either. We see that he was a man of prayer. Daniel prayed regularly. Daniel prayed daily. His enemies knew this. That's how they set this trap for him to begin with. If you look back at verse 10, we see the fact that this was Daniel's habit. Because in verse 10 it says, Daniel knew that the document had been signed. He went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knee three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God. If this was the first time Daniel did this, it would look like he was just wanting a fight. But the sentence continues, to give thanks before his God as he had done previously. This was his habit. This was his life. This is what he did. And he wasn't trying to, you know, cause waves, but he wasn't going to be intimidated into not doing what he knew to be right. And so he was a man of prayer, and he was consistent in his prayer life. And I believe because of Daniel's dedication, his perseverance, and his prayer life, I believe it had a great impact on those around him. Sometimes when we think about our role as Christians and the need to make disciples of all nations, that's what Jesus told us that we're to be doing. And sometimes I think, well, we get the idea that means just to go and to, you know, tell people what they're doing wrong and to just, you know, put our finger in their face and, you know, really try to force them to see things our way. And maybe there's a time to speak prophetically into a person's life. But oftentimes people are impacted by us doing continually, habitually what God wants us to do. And they see that in our lives. And I believe it would have an impact on the people around us in Mooringsport, just like it had an impact on the people around Daniel in this foreign kingdom. How much of an impact can it have? Well, in Daniel's situation, the impact went all the way to the guy that was in charge, to King Darius. And Darius, after he had thrown Daniel into that lion's den, he's the one saying, you know, let's just see if your God, you know, your God will save you, will rescue you. But then when he sees that Daniel is unharmed, he's giving all, you know, all recognition. He's giving all credit to Daniel's God. He recognizes the truth of what has taken place. This pagan king, I find this pagan king to be an example of the impact that Daniel's life had had. It's not always, you know, it's not always doing something great and impressive to get people's attention. Sometimes it's just being consistent to do the right thing. Dedication, perseverance, and prayer. And I believe as we go through 2021, we need a lot of dedication, we need a lot of perseverance, and we need to be people of prayer. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and pray, and we're going to conclude the service. If you're watching the video as it plays on Facebook or the website this week, I would just challenge you to take time and pray. This isn't a normal service because we're not all assembled together in God's house as we would like to be, but don't take for granted the opportunity that God's giving you right now. Take a minute before you move on with lunch or whatever you're going to do. Take a minute and just have a time of prayer. Individually, if you're by yourself, if you're there with your family, take a time with your family just to take and to spend time in prayer with God. But I'll close this in prayer this morning. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you for the example, for the dedication of Daniel. And I just ask, Father, that you would help us to have the same resolve in our lives. Father, we look at these examples of people in Scripture, and sometimes it's easy to put them on a pedestal and to think, well, they were something special. They were prophets. They were all of these other things. They were different than us. But, Father, they were just like us. And Father, we ask that you would allow us to have that same desire, that same passion in our lives as well. Father, I pray for the needs represented in our church this evening. Father, you know what's going on, Father, with sickness and with COVID, and Father, just all kinds of things that are happening in the news, and Father, anxieties, concerns that we have. Father, I just ask that you would give comfort, give peace. Father, that you would give healing and that you would bless in each life, Father, in each family represented in our church. And Father, I ask that you would help us to have an impact on this community in this year. Father, through our faithfulness to you, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ, or about the church, including contact information, please go to our website, www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.